Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You're listening to the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, the most powerful Christian radio station in America. My wife Cheryl has been reading about the German government and their harassment of homeschoolers, families who want to educate their children at home. And since there is a strong religious belief among many Christians that they have the responsibility to properly educate their children, the German government's harassment seems to border on religious persecution. And this has been coming to a head in the city of Paderborn, with families objecting to being forced to send their kids to schools that teach things that violate their religious beliefs. And as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, this concerns me also, and our congregation, which has many homeschoolers. And it's a small world. You know, we not only have friends in Germany, one of our church members lived in Germany before he moved to Colorado, but we've had someone over there translating our book, The Plot, into the German language. Well, my wife usually does not make programming requests, but in this case, Cheryl said that she'd like to hear more about what's happening over there. So now we bring to you from Germany an American expatriate living there, Richard Gunther. Richard, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hello, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on. Can you explain to the audience what the German government is doing regarding homeschooling?
Yes. First of all, just a little bit about myself. I'm the director of a legal organization here in Germany, Schule Unterrichts zu Hause, which means school instruction at home. And we're similar to America's Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And in fact, Chris Klicka, a senior counsel at HSLDA, is the vice president of our organization.
And that is a tremendous link. We mention the Homeschool Legal Defense Organization now and then when necessary, and they do just a tremendous job. So you guys are affiliated with them, and that's actually indirectly how we found out about you.
Well, yes, and we are. But I would like to say something I read in the Washington Times a few days ago really troubles me, and the article was entitled "Schools Chosen for Sex Course in Montgomery." That's Montgomery, Maryland. Hmm. And, you know, Bob, I'm not going to ask you what you think of this course, but I'm going to tell you that Christians all over America should immediately stop it from being brought into the schools.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't stop, then it will guarantee ruin families and children, just like here in Germany. In 1996, Germany began a program just like this, and let me tell you a little bit about this, how this has developed. It all began with older teenage children, and very shortly it moved down to the 2 and 3-year-olds, and it's really devastated the families. And Christians are being highly persecuted if they choose to oppose it. And the children are really, really becoming cold-hearted and really very disrespectful toward their parents and adults in general.
Well, Richard, why don't you explain to us what you're referring to in this school program? But let me let you know, here in Denver, our public schools in Colorado, we've got Adams City High School, where our major newspapers, the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, reported some time ago that in 1 year there were 108 babies born to girls, students of this, you know, medium-sized high school, 108 pregnant students in 1 year, and that we believe is a direct result of our culture, the breakdown of the moral foundation in America, and also the system, the curriculum in the public schools where they're teaching things that are contrary to Christian morality. But go ahead. What are you referring to?
Okay. Well, let me just kind of paint a little picture here that you know, might help you to understand our situation. In fact, the situation of Western culture in general. Here in the state of Hessen, we just had a judgment that read, among other things, "The sexual freedom proclaimed by the schools have a broad consensus in society. Every man and every woman can freely determine his own determine his or her own choice or preference, and there's no prescribed minimum age that they can become active." And that means that the children can decide for themselves when they want to become active, and really they're becoming active fairly early nowadays, right, here with the practicing of putting condoms on plastic penises at the age of 8 and 9. And there's no cucumber like is planned for the Maryland teenagers.
Right.
The court here never really considered that religious beliefs played a role in removing the children from school, and the broad consensus of society is more important than protecting the constitutional rights of minorities, you know, as guaranteed under Article 4 of our Constitution. So what's happening here? Schools are teaching our children free sex and the constitutional right of a free conscience shoved aside, even though the Bible-believing parents can't accept this. Mm. And therefore, the basis of the judgment in school cases is not really the law, but the consensus of society, and parental rights are really trumped by the consensus of society.
Now, Richard, and again, we're speaking with Richard Gunther, who is the director of a legal organization in Germany, School Instruction at Home, to translate it into English, and trying to defend the rights of families to homeschool. Richard, here in America, I'm sure you know the history. It's been a battle over the last 2 or 3 decades with families reexerting their right, the right that they have had through the millennia, to educate their children in their own religious tradition, in their own homes. Many of our founding fathers were homeschooled, of course. And now we basically are winning that battle in America, where state after state, it's becoming increasingly mainstream and increasingly safe to educate your kids at home. So Germany is at the very beginning of that curve. And I guess there's a question of whether things will get better or things will get worse there.
Well, I can tell you that my wife and I were in the initial movement back in the early 80s of the homeschool movement in America, and so we're very well aware of the history, and we were very much involved. So let me just paint you a little picture here, and I'm not going to use the same language that the children are instructed with at school, because, you know, if I did, the FCC would be at your door tomorrow and probably close you up.
Yeah.
So I'll be careful how I express myself. So the accounts I'm going to tell you about here very briefly are very common, and in fact, we deal with them on a daily basis. So what we're looking at in Germany here is purely a social agenda that's being forced upon the people, and the educators are introducing an unwanted social agenda in the classroom. And the authorizations program lays strictly in the teacher's hands. And Jutta Schaefer, the school minister of the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen, that's the state where Paderborn is located,
right,
she publicly stated that the parents have no say in any school matter, and that they must send their children to school, period. Mm. And the content and method is solely determined by the state. And since they have no blueprint for their social agenda in education, they really don't have any clue where the whole thing's going.
Mm.
In other words, they're experimenting with our children, and nobody is allowed to slip through the cracks,
mm-hmm,
not even missionaries who come here for a short period of time, 1 or 2 years. And let me just tell you a little story of a missionary that we helped here in Freiburg. The couple left for America to gather funds, as they normally do every year. And while they were gone, they received a letter in the mail that told them that they had to send their children to school. And how the state knows that is, over here we must register when we live here, and the state has all our information, and all information goes to the different government agencies. For example, if we have children of school age, then it goes to the schools, that information. And so the schools sent this couple a very nasty letter, and of course they didn't have their mail forwarded to them in America. And so when they came back, they had several letters, and one finally said, "Now you have to appear in court." And so they did. And so the main argument of the prosecuting attorney, the school attorney, was that because the parents lived close enough to the school where the children could walk to school, that they should have left their children here while they spent 3 months in America. And let me tell you, these were 9 and 11-year-old little girls.
Wow.
And we have third graders here, 8-year-olds, and they're being taught in their sexual education class about the birthing process. And in this, they see a video that shows everything explicitly. And in this class also, they're shown a video of a couple actually performing the act.
Oh, you're kidding me. To young girls?
The narrator calmly assures them that what the couple is doing feels good. And the parents really have no rights, so they can't exempt their children from these type of classes.
Richard, what's happening in Germany, it's happening here also, but it seems like it's far advanced there.
There's no stops here.
The school curriculum is teaching children affirmatively, teaching them things that we consider to be immoral or perverse, or even young children watching videotaped sexual behavior. We consider that the sexual abuse of children. And so the government in Germany is aggressively perpetrating this on children, and they're telling parents, you have no choice. We are going to raise your children in this way.
That's correct. And in fact, the children now are even coming to school, and they brag that their parents are allowing them to watch them in action. And when this happens, the teachers have instructions to speak explicitly about the act. And you know, who would want their children around a crowd of children telling them these things and then laughing and mocking the act and saying how ugly it is? You know, in Bavaria, a little 10-year-old girl was repeatedly raped by her 11-year-old schoolmates, and the boys were punished in this fashion. The principal, he's a secular humanist, was careful when deciding to take into account that the little girl needed therapy as well as little boys needed to be punished. And so he punished the boys by making them sit with the little girl in class because it was hoped that the boys would be ashamed of their encroachment upon the little girl and that she would be able to deal with it. And the parents couldn't really do anything about it. Their complaints just went unheard. Mm. And so a member family of our organization decided not to send his little girl to this school because of the school policy, and now this family has been fined. When we appeared with him in court, the judge or the prosecuting attorney said, "Well, it's really unfair to keep the child from school because there's no external diploma, and so the child wouldn't really qualify for a profession." And so we explained to the judge and proved actually to the judge that this isn't true, that there is an external diploma issued to all levels of education. Mm. And so in the end, the lady judge recognized this, but in the end, the prosecuting attorney, in his closing arguments, he recommended that the family, because the family doesn't send their child to school, she can't receive a diploma, and therefore the fine should be tripled. And so, of course, the lady judge, she dropped her gavel and said, it's done. The fine is tripled. Mm. And these are the kind of judgments we're getting. It's not really legal what they're doing, and they're assessing what they call swung skilled here that can't be contested by the courts in the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen, where Paderborn is, and now they've found 26 families. They've hunted them down. They're assessing fines now up to $130,000. And in 2 weeks, if the parents don't pay that, they go to jail. And then after jail, I mean, they're going to take the children. And you know, this is what we're faced with.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. The story, the picture you're painting is, of course, horrifying. I want to ask you about three families in particular. Maybe some of what you just said covers these. But first, is there any move in America to consider granting the right of asylum to German parents who are fleeing to protect their own children from forced sexual harassment? And we view this as systematic sexual abuse of children. Is there any effort in that direction to get our federal government to welcome Germans who are trying to protect their kids from this kind of behavior?
We haven't contacted the federal government, but we are looking for people. Some churches have have expressed a desire to help these families, and so we're in touch with some of the churches, and so, mm-hmm. You know, a few months ago, I mean, you know, I told you that this is moving down to the 2 and 3 year olds, and a few months ago, we were in a Catholic hospital with one of our young sons who had a problem, and he had to stay overnight, and so we spent a lot of time there, and in this pediatrics ward, on the tables everywhere. Was a magazine that was sanctioned by the German Health Department, and in this magazine was an article, and it was instructing young parents that they should sexually arouse their 2 and 3 year old children and allow the children to touch them. And you know, in Germany we have a law against pedophilia, and get this, remember the study was approved by the German Health Department. And homosexuality now, it's really being strongly promoted over here, and children are instructed to question their own sexual orientation, and a year ago a program was introduced where the children are encouraged to contact a homosexual or lesbian over the internet and to build a relationship with that person. And at the end of the school year, the child is instructed to meet with him or her.
To meet with them. In Arvada, Richard, where we live, there's an annual fall harvest festival, and Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion provider, mm-hmm. they were handing out flyers to kids. The one is titled, "I Think I Might Be a Lesbian, Now What Do I Do?" And it was encouraging these girls, if you've never been with a girl before, you should go ahead and experiment. And it was explicitly telling them what they should do. I mean, in extraordinary and despicable details, like how to use their fingers, how to use their mouth, how to use their tongues. And this is Planned Parenthood giving out this brochure to young girls who have not said they're a lesbian. It's just, hey, I've never been with a girl. Well, here's how to try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what it sounds like is that in Germany, you said it's the health department that is advocating this in a nationwide effort.
That's right. And also, did you know that prostitution over here has been made legal? And
we've read here that women who are filing for unemployment are being referred for job interviews.
Exactly.
To be prostitutes, to be strippers, to uh-huh. pose for pornography, phone sex.
And that means that in school, the children must learn that prostitution is an acceptable and moral vocation.
Right, exactly.
And we have, over here, they do their field trips 3 or 4 times a year, and they're mandatory in our schools, and nobody can be exempted. And you can imagine what happens when the class overnights in gym floor, boys and girls together,
right.
And especially after what they've been fed in school. And on one recent field trip, the teacher told the children, "Now we are alone and among ourselves. Practice having sex with each other." On another field trip to Berlin, a teacher became concerned because one of her children was missing, and so she inquired, and finally a student told her that the girl could be found in the red light district. And when the girl was finally located, she told the teacher, really in innocence, that she might as well make a little pocket money because she was doing it anyway with her classmates for free.
Right.
You can imagine, know, and so this is all very amazing. And what we've been doing is waking the people up to these practices, and we've been, trying to help them in any way we can. But the father of one of the Paderborn families, who's a Russian-German, told us that he wasn't afraid of the authorities in the old Soviet Union where he grew up, and he knew that if he didn't comply with the wishes of the government, he'd be sent to prison. But here in free Germany, if he, for religious reasons, doesn't comply by sending his child to school, he'll be fined, taken to court, put in prison, and eventually the child taken away from him.
Richard Gunther, do you have a website, or what's the best way for people to stay up with what's happening there with your organization and in Germany?
Well, we do have a website, but you know, we're an understaffed organization because okay. we're really in a way underfunded.
Sure.
And so we have a very small staff, and we don't have time to update this mm-hmm. website mm-hmm. on a regular basis. But we do have some information on there. It's we call it www.schutz, that's S-C-H-U-Z-H dot D-E. So you can get some information on there. We have an English portion.
So at least that's some connection. And you've got it in English or German, I see, for people to follow up. Could you tell us this? We only have a few more minutes. Is Germany an exception, or would you say this is common throughout the EU, this kind of experience as far as the educational curriculum?
Well, education is similar throughout the EU. However, Germany is the only country who doesn't allow parents to remove their children from school. The only country.
All right, so Germany is where the crisis is most severe. And how about private schools, religious schools? Are they common in Germany?
Religious schools, we've got maybe less than 70 Christian schools, and those are actually government schools. So we really don't have what we would say called Christian schools.
So you don't have much of an alternative?
Not much of an alternative at all.
Explain to me what you mean by religious schools that are government schools.
Well, they're generally the traditional schools, Evangelisch or Protestant and Catholic, and they're government-controlled. They have the same government material that they use in their education curriculum.
Okay. All right, so the picture you paint is horrifying. We're hearing this here in Colorado. At least we're getting the word out on America's most powerful Christian radio station. But, Richard, I feel somewhat impotent. My heart goes out, but this seems like there's not a lot we can do. Could you give us something specific?
Well, we really need prayer. If anyone feels like donating funds of any kind, they can donate them through HSLDA. We certainly could use some help so that we could hire some people. And also, to help some of these families relocate to America, we would certainly like to hear from them, and they can contact us through our web information.
Mm-hmm. Well, Denver Bible Church wants to be kept in the loop, and if there's a family that needs another family here to connect with them and perhaps sponsor them, certainly we'd like you to consider Denver Bible Church.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. It's really been a joy to be on your program, and we're working hard over here, and we know that it's happening all over Western culture, and we think that the Lord's in this. We see many signs, and we just think that eventually we're going to win this battle.
All right, and Richard, if you think it's wise, we'll send a CD recording of this interview that aired on KLTT Radio in Germany to the German Embassy in Washington, D.C.,
That would be very good. We would appreciate that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, we will do that. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great time talking with Richard Gunther, who is the director of the sister organization of the Homeschool Legal Defense organization that's here operating in America so effectively for so many years. And again, that website, so that you can find some information about his organization, is schuzh.de, schuzh.de. Denver Bible Church, we are strong advocates of homeschooling. We point out that many of America's founding fathers were homeschooled. In fact, a significant number of them. And when you go back in our history and you read not only the writings of our early presidents and statesmen and ambassadors, but when you read the writings of farmers or their wives sending letters to them on the battlefield, say in the American War of Independence, you find that there was an extraordinary level of competency, literacy. They seemed more eloquent 200 years ago than we are today. And there is something to be said for, in America, the extraordinary increased academic performance of homeschoolers as compared to those who are attending our government schools, our public schools. In fact, the numbers are so startling, and there are hundreds of thousands of children in America. Note, now the numbers are difficult to obtain, but apparently, by nationwide studies, there are way more than 1 million American kids being homeschooled. The numbers are that kids perform 30 percentage points better, homeschool kids, across different academic disciplines. They perform 30% better on standardized tests than do public school students. Now, how is that possible if your parents, your mom or your dad, usually it's the mom, How is it possible that if you have a professional with a degree in education teaching students, and their average student, their students are averaging in the 50 percentile of standardized tests, and mom, who maybe only has a high school diploma, maybe doesn't even have that in some cases, and her children on average are doing 30 percentage points better, 30%, scoring 30% better, not 3%. I mean, 3% would be significant because then the public schools would not be able to say, hey, you know, at public schools, you get a better education academically. If the homeschoolers were doing 3% better, they wouldn't be able to say that. And if the homeschoolers were doing 13% better on standardized tests nationwide, then the public schools would have to admit a serious embarrassment. But now that we have a couple decades of the resurgence of homeschooling in America behind us, and we see that homeschoolers nationwide are coming in 30% more academically proficient, this is not just an equivalency. It's not just that the public schools are doing terribly. There is an extraordinary academic difference. And it turns out that if people are really concerned about kids excelling academically, about them learning, and about them being able to function well in society, then people who are concerned about those things need to reconsider homeschooling, because homeschoolers are putting out extraordinary, competent, well-adjusted kids by the hundreds of thousands. And that's exciting. It's exciting for us at Denver Bible Church. And if you are not sure what you think about homeschooling, we encourage you, if you live in Colorado, come on out and visit. Any Sunday, visit Denver Bible Church, and you could talk to so many of the families there that are homeschooling. Now, you could also go online, for example, alphaomega.com, which is a great website, and there are so many, homeschooling.com, so many neat ways online to find out about Christian homeschooling. And then if you are in the Denver area and you're not able to homeschool, which is what we recommend, if you're not able to do that, well, Maranatha Christian Center is simply the best school I have ever seen in my life. I'm middle-aged, right? I've been around the country. I've been in dozens of Christian schools. I've spoken in them, attended them. And Maranatha Christian Center is extraordinary. Their phone number is 303-431-5653. Over 100 on staff, Christ-centered, top academics. So call Maranatha Christian Center, 431-5653. And if you're interested in our Bible study materials, call us up at 800-8-NYART or go online to kgov.com. And that's 800-836-9278.